Email from BB, and he or she writes, I'm not sure who BB is, how much of a role has the Blessed Virgin Mary played in your conversion to the Catholic Church? Are there any scriptures in the Old or New Testaments that have led you towards Marian devotion? I would say that the Marian devotion that most awakened my wife Marilyn and I to the trustworthiness of the Church was, in fact, Our Lady of Guadalupe. See, we grew up as Americans, never heard of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We only centered on the Reformation and what a great blessing the Reformation was to free us from the, quote, whore of Babylon. And we would always emphasize how many Catholics left the church and became Protestants. We didn't realize at the same time that was happening, this miraculous appearance of Mary to Juan Diego in Mexico was bringing 10 million people into the Catholic Church. The great conversions, freeing them from the abuses of the pagan worship and freeing them to Christ. And the more we looked at the reality of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the more we were convinced in the reality of the tilma and the reality of Mary appearing. For me, the connection of Mary in Revelation, the woman with the stars, as she's portrayed in the tilma, but also that woman with the woman in Genesis who will crush the head of the serpent. As I began seeing all the scriptures that pointed to Mary, then I was most impressed by the statement of the angel when he addressed Mary as full of grace. Full of grace. It angers me when I even see Catholic committees retranslating the Bible to say, oh, favored one, when in fact the most clear translation of the Bible is full of grace. Let me ask you this. How full is full? Full of grace. I'm not full of grace, but by God's grace, she was empowered to be the perfect vessel for the coming of God's Son. That was God's grace. And as I, again, with those verses that I never saw, my wife and I, Marilyn, were awakened to the beauty of our Blessed Mother Mary. Let's go to